This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's catch up with community reporter Guy Carrière, who we find in Sudbury, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Guy.
Good morning, Dave. Coming to you from the Great White North.
Coming to us from the Great White North. If there's snow in Toronto today, I assure you there is snow in Sudbury. Guy, speaking of the Great White North, it is indeed ice fishing season, or we're at least on the precipice of it, and you are a fishing fanatic. But Guy, even before we start casting into the Great Lakes, we've got to think safety first. So what are some safety tips that you wanted to share before we head into ice fishing season?
You're absolutely right, Dave. No matter how much people enjoy getting out and enjoy nature, you have to be conscious of safety first and foremost. And like you mentioned, it's just coming on the cusp of season for some people, depending on how far north you are. But we definitely need to factor in how to stay safe and be able to come home at the end of the day and be able to reflect on enjoying your day out. So, the one thing I find, a lot of people have turned to social media these days. You know, you're getting feedback from people that they're visiting different lakes and they're telling you about what the ice conditions look like. Never take somebody's word for, oh, it's good, there's 4 inches of ice or there's 6 inches of ice. This time of the year, it's paramount that you always proceed with caution. Check the ice yourself as you're walking out. Because with different flows and different currents and different depths, you know, your thickness can fluctuate. So where you're standing, you may have 5 inches of ice, but 3 feet to the left, you might only have 2 inches of ice. So very important to always check your ice. a very useful tool that everybody should carry this time of year is a spud bar. So you essentially it's just like a long pole and you basically just try and hit through the ice as you walk. If you can hit the ice with a spud bar, you know, with a good solid swing, if you swing it twice and it breaks through, you probably shouldn't be standing in that area. So, you know, carefully back away and, you know, change your trajectory, do what you need to do. Another very important piece of equipment that everybody should have this time of year is, ice picks. So I have some and I keep them tied up to my coat at all times. So that way, if you do fall through, you reach for these picks and then you can basically claw your way back up onto the surface. It'll bite into the ice and allow you to pull yourself up. Another very important thing is a safety rope, which kind of goes in tandem with never going alone. That's typically when things go wrong, is when you're by yourself. So if you do happen to go through and you're by yourself and you don't have ice picks or you don't have enough stable ice to pull yourself up onto, that's where having a second person is detrimental to your safety and being able to enjoy your day. So those are definitely just a few pointers I wanted to iterate before the season gets underway. Just so that everybody can get out and enjoy themselves and not be another statistic.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime we're talking about going out into the middle of a frozen lake in the winter, you always want to be thinking about safety. And those are some great tips, Guy. So thank you for filling us in on that. But let's get back into the town of Sudbury, where we've got the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive taking place. What do you want to tell us about this food drive?
So I really wanted to mention this particular fundraiser because it's something that's always been around ever since I could remember as a child. You hear about it every year, and it provides a lot of good to the community in conjunction with the Sudbury Food Bank. I feel like this year more so now than ever, with, you know, with the 2 years that we've been facing COVID and all of its related pitfalls. You know, families are in need now more than ever. And, you know, whether it's charitable donations or whether it's providing non-perishable food items, I strongly encourage people who can contribute to definitely do so to help the community in time of need, especially with the cold weather coming.
And how can folks participate?
So basically you can, if you want to make a donation, you just go to sudburyfoodbank.ca. It's pretty straightforward. I went through the process myself as a screen reader user, made a donation, and there wasn't any hiccups in terms of accessibility. So definitely take a look and do what you can.
Sudburyfoodbank.ca/EdgarBurton is where you can find out more. There's also a phone number where you can give them a ring, 705-671-9663. Hey, Guy, one more thing to talk about here. Now, we know it's not the holidays if we don't see our Coca-Cola commercials on TV with the cute polar bears and Santa Claus, but this year, you know, Coca-Cola Canada is going to be taking things one step further with their holiday truck tour. So who have they partnered with on this tour, and what's the purpose beyond, you know, selling us more Coca-Cola?
Yeah, this is pretty cool, and I stumbled across this a few weeks back, and I was reviewing the schedule, and it doesn't look as though I'll be seeing them in my area, but it's a really, really awesome initiative just to get people outdoors and just getting into the festive mood. It's pretty cool, like to see a full blown transport and trailer just decorate out with lights and music. There's a particular special guest that's apparently traveling on the truck as well, who's going to be going from town to town. You know, a nice gentleman in a big red suit, so I've been told. it's awesome. I commend Coca-Cola for this because it's a way to get involved in the community. It's a way to spread a little Christmas cheer, you know, being mindful of COVID and all the restrictions, but being creative and innovative that they're making this happen, regardless of what kind of situation we're facing, right?
Yeah, for sure. Deliverthemagic.ca, deliverthemagic.ca. Sorry to hear they're not passing through you, Guy, but they are going through 100 different communities across the country. Wrapping up in mid-December, so only a couple days left, the last stop in Victoria, BC. So deliverthemagic.ca, and you can find out if they're going to be stopping in a community near you. Hey, Guy, thanks for making time for us today. Happy holidays. All the best to you and the family, and we'll talk to you again in 2022.
Certainly. Happy holidays, and talk to you in the new year.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.